High temperature today in the lower 80s. The record high is 85 set last year. There could be some widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms around, but the chances are small. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, very warm, breezy. The record high is 83. We could tie it or break it. Risk of an afternoon shower or storm, but a better chance of rain and thunderstorms as we get into Saturday evening, Saturday night. And maybe some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your location. Then Sunday, better weather, especially by afternoon. Sunshine with a high in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Newly released crime data shows overall crime rates are down in Greenville. Police Chief Justin LaVorne says crime is down 38% from 2017 to 2018. He says that decrease is because of community-based patrolling and updated officer training. Former Vice President Al Gore was in Lowndes County Thursday making a call for ecological justice across Alabama. He spoke at the Jackson Steel Community Center. He says soil, air, and water contaminated by some industries are causing health problems for poor people all over the country. And Republican South Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne was in the capital city Thursday stumping for votes. He recently announced his campaign to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. Online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
After 11 o'clock.
How you doing?
How are you doing? Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Your calls are welcome, 272-9228, but don't call quite yet. We got some guests to introduce, and the story is a wild one for sure. But we'll be here for another 54 minutes or so, and then the Dan Morris Show will get kicked off right around noon. Jack?
We have two special guests in the studio today. Sarah Chandler is a lifelong resident of Montgomery. Grew up over near our call screener, Carolyn. Lived her later years in Dalreda. On what street were you on?
South Georgetown.
South Georgetown. And Sarah lives a pretty, you know, normal life, goes to work, comes home. She happened to live in the same neighborhood with the alleged stalker. Well, actually, the convicted stalker.
Not alleged anymore.
He's seeing striped daylight. Jason Clark, who was sentenced to 40 years for basically terrorizing the neighborhood. Also with us in the studio is the man who prosecuted that case, Montgomery's district attorney, Daryl Bailey. Welcome to both of y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack, for having us.
Well,
Baron, good to see y'all.
Hey, man, this is one of the wild... Jack was telling me about this story the other day, and I was like, I remember when this happened. This was one of the wildest stories I've ever heard.
Yeah, I went to lunch with Sarah and one of her buddies in the neighborhood, Brenda, who will, last name will remain private. But y'all told me some really horrifying stories about what was going on over there. How did you first encounter the guy? Did he move in after you lived there? Or
no, he and his mother have lived there about 25 years. So I knew him. But how I initially got involved with him was the fact that the next door neighbor to him, he was fussing about the dogs. And I somehow,
Jason was fussing about the dogs.
Yes, and I got somehow called into court. I was subpoenaed to court to see if the dogs were bothering me. And, of course, I said no. And that's when it escalated with me. That's when he started with me.
So Jason thought you would come and say, yeah, these dogs are a nuisance. And,
yes.
You didn't agree with him, and then he kind of turned on you. What was the first act against you?
That day, the first time that I knew I had trouble with him was when I had been home about 20 minutes and I got a phone call, and I'm 100% sure it was from him. And he said, all I can say is you're dumb so-and-so.
Bitch.
Expletive. So I knew then.
Okay. What time period is this? When is this?
This was around 2011, that area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he called you just because you had not testified the way he wanted you to testify.
That's correct.
And just hung up in your face.
That's correct.
All right. When did things start happening in the neighborhood that let you know that?
It wasn't too long after that that he started harassing me, hollering at me. None of us could go in our yard, in our front yard, for fear of him.
He would yell expletives at you when you were in your yard?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And then it got to be a whole, once the neighborhood got involved, it was a lot of people involved with this, in this whole area with him.
Well, so what was the first sign other than verbal that any of y'all got in the neighborhood?
When I came home one day and my glass door was shot out on my front door.
Like completely shot out?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Did you find, like, pellets or?
No, it was too much glass everywhere. I couldn't tell. Of course, the police were called. We had a police file a mile long.
Yeah, so they came out and investigated, and you kind of intimated to me at lunch that you weren't sure that the Montgomery Police Department put enough credibility in you and others, that they probably didn't act as quickly as or as.
That's correct. This went on for years. This went on for years.
Like,
with everybody scared, and he followed me. I worked at Jackson Hospital, and he'd follow me in the dark going to work a few blocks and everything. And
you mean out of your neighborhood, he would follow you in his car?
Yes, yes.
When
he
you
did
were
that
going
three
to work?
Times. Yes, uh-huh.
And so you documented all of this?
Everything. We all did. We all started documenting then.
Well, what are some of the other things that he did to you? But he shot out your front door.
My laundry room door was shot out. Windows were shot out, I'm sorry. My grass was killed. Flat tires. I never heard it, but everyone in the neighborhood said that he had a loud speaker and he could play stuff that when we were talking on the phone, and he actually played my voice calling 911 over the loudspeaker one day.
Oh my gosh. How did that happen?
I have no idea. Of course, later on we had learned that he had phone jammers and all that, so I don't know.
Wow, this is when did you get involved, Daryl? After he was arrested?
No, unfortunately, nothing had been done, and the neighbors were starting to get frustrated. So I had one of the neighbors come by and visit me at the office. And he just wanted to talk about some problems that he was having in the neighborhood. And he started sharing some of the things that Ms. Chandler has been talking about with me. He was talking about, you know, neighbors almost being run over by this guy, him jumping out of the bushes in ghillie suits, scaring the neighbors, shining big bright spotlights into their houses, shining laser lights into their houses, poisoning dogs, killing grass, destroying their property, threatening. It was so bad, this guy described, that one of the neighbors who lived directly next door to him, out of fear for his life, had moved out and just gave his house away. Did not even sell it. Just said, here, you can have the house because I, you know, nobody's going to buy it next to this guy or whatever. I think he gave it to his church.
He did.
And so the church actually was trying to sell the house for financial, you know, to get some financial benefit out of it. And he said he had reports, this guy that's telling me this, from realtors who would go, and this guy would threaten the realtor and threaten the people who were trying to buy the house and, you know, act out so that nobody would buy the house, etc. So, you know, after hearing all this, I really didn't know what to think, because, you know, sometimes we receive complaints of neighbors who are mad at each other. And you don't know exactly the whole story to everything. I've learned in 20-plus years of prosecution not to always believe everything you hear, to always look for evidence, right? So my chief investigator, Mike Thomas, and I, after we talked to this guy, who seemed credible, he seemed believable, we decided to get into our car and drive over the neighborhood. And we did. And one of the things that this guy had described to us was that Mr. Clark had built or put plywood on top of a privacy fence all around his house and had painted it bright orange. He said, you will find the house when you see that. So sure enough, we're going down Georgetown and all of a sudden see this privacy fence with plywood on top of it painted bright orange, and had no trespassing signs from the beginning of the street all the way, probably, I would say, every foot or every 2 feet, all the way down through his yard as far as you could see. We saw spotlights, we saw cameras, all kinds of things in the house. So we knew at that point pretty immediately that we had an issue. So we then decided to go back to the neighbors and talk to them and say, hey, you know, we believe you. We think you have a credible charge. You really need to encourage the police department to investigate this and send us the case, because this guy's probably dangerous. And they did. But unfortunately, they couldn't get anybody to do anything, which led me going all the way up to, at the time, the public safety director, meeting with him, asking him to get involved. And unfortunately, I think he had just received bad information and felt that this was just a neighborhood squabble and that the neighbors were just as bad as Mr. Clark, it was described to me. So I know we got a break, but I can tell you the rest of the story in just a minute.
Yeah, let's do it on the other side of the break. I do want to get a break and keep the clock kind of squared away. But this is fascinating. It's made national news. And it still may make even more national news as other people are looking into it now. It's a truly, truly fascinating case. If you Google it at all, there's a ton of information there. And, of course, Mike and Daryl and the folks over at the district attorney's office pushing it did a good deed for the neighborhood, no doubt. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. It is 16 minutes after 11 o'clock. More with Sarah Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you live in that neighborhood?
I've lived there 29 years.
Okay, so you knew him pretty much his whole life. Or at least a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And District Attorney Daryl Bailey, fine district attorney right here in Montgomery County. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. More on the other side of the break.
station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records, we've got books, we've got the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
All right, welcome back into News and Views. 21 minutes now after 11 o'clock. We got the district attorney of the great county of Montgomery, Daryl Bailey, in the studio. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. We also have Sarah Chandler, who was terrorized for a number of years in the Dalrata neighborhood. And just a terrifying, terrifying story. We're going to get back to that in a moment. I do want to tell everybody this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. That's a number you can go ahead and drop in your cell phone. Go ahead and put that into there under plumbing, Cole Plumbing, plumber, however you're going to remember it. 279-8919. You don't need a plumber until you really, really need a plumber. And then when you really need a plumber, you don't want to have to fiddle around with who to call. Call Cole. Call the best. 40-plus years in the business. These guys are locally owned. A success story. And it's a true American dream, man. Passing the business on from one generation to the next. C.C. Cole, James Cole, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole. The whole Cole family involved over there. And, hey, man, they're number one in the number two business. They have proprietary pipelining technology. And, Jack Campbell, when you have trouble with your bowl,
you call on Cole.
Sarah?
Yes.
How many years did this go on?
This went on for about 6 or 7 easy.
6 or 7 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And at what point did the district attorney's office in that 6 or 7 years, how long did it go after they got involved?
About, what, a year, Daryl?
He was still doing stuff while you guys were investigating him? He didn't cool his jets a little bit?
Yeah, and the way that happened, what, you know, like I was saying before the break, when we first found out about it, we were trying to convince the police department to actually intervene, and we're having a little difficulty with that. So what we wound up doing is asking the neighbors to organize a neighborhood meeting for everybody that was affected by this guy. And we did at a local church there in the neighborhood, and we invited the police department and us, and we came out there, and goodness, I think there was probably 70, 80 neighbors out there and in that room, and each one of them had some type of complaint of, you know, you had neighbors 2 or 3 streets over that had had run-ins with this guy. So, and plus you had people who had moved away that had heard about the meeting and came, and so that really, for me, cemented it. Unfortunately, again, we were told by the city that they weren't going to do anything. So,
what was the reasoning? Why not?
They felt that it was a neighborhood dispute, and they were not going to get into what they viewed as a civil matter.
They must have never watched Fear Thy Neighbor on ID.
I think they missed that episode.
I have watched that a lot, and it's amazing how many people are killed yeah. in these kind of like neighborhood kind of squabbles. It's unbelievable.
So we took this on our own. We have we had a couple of our investigators who actually did surveillance and watched to gather evidence. We did videos. We watched his behavior. Once we found that we had enough, we then went back to the police department and showed them our evidence. And at that time, they knew we were serious and that the neighbors were serious about what's going on. And we asked for their help to serve a search warrant, which they gladly gave to us. And we served a search warrant and found all kinds of illegal drugs, thousands of rounds of ammunition.
40,000, they said.
Yeah.
Was he charged with the illegal drugs?
That was sent to the federal government, and I don't want to talk about that at this present time.
Yeah, but that's fair.
And we found some, you know, evidence of the things that they had been talking about, photos and videos and, you know, recording equipment and that type of thing. So we filed charges and then went to a grand jury. They gave us an indictment, and prior to trial, he wound up pleading guilty to 2 of the charges.
Well, did he work during any of the time that this was going on? Did he have a job?
If he did, I don't think it was very much, no. Mm-mm.
So he had all day to sit around and stew. And did something happen like every day? Like
just about.
He would be outside and looking at you and intimidating you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because Brenda told me a story of that he was standing in the street with a blower, like a leaf blower, and walking back and forth across the street where she couldn't get by, and she had her little dog up on her shoulder while she was driving, and he reached in and grabbed the dog and then eventually let go, but scared her to death. I mean, this guy was just like...
It was fearful.
Cray-cray, as they say.
And then, you know, unfortunately, he's not crazy. He's mean. After the...
You don't think he's got a screw loose somewhere?
Well, you know, everybody that does something like that's got some issue.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
but I'm talking about criminal...
But he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Not criminal culpability, but he knows what he's doing.
Because, and this is why I know that, is, and I talk to kids, when I go to schools, I talk about this case almost every time in this, with this perspective, is that I got calls from people that went to elementary school with him, middle school with him. One police officer went to high school with him. They said he was this mean in high school. Said he was a bully all the way back in elementary school. We had one of the churches in the neighborhood who had felt sorry for him because I think him and his mother had some disagreement. She kicked him out of the house or something like that.
Well, I think that's when Judge Hobbs had said that he couldn't live within
three miles
of the house.
That's probably what it was. Anyway, the church decided to let him live in one of their houses that was on their property. And he got mad because some of the parishioners at the church were walking across his property to get to one of the places they had Sunday school. They were walking on his yard. So the church finally got a little upset because of the way he was treating the parishioners and decided to evict him, say, hey, you got to leave or whatever. Well, he got so mad that he destroyed the inside of the house, broke all the fan blades in the house, turned on all the water, stopped up the drains, flooded the house, destroyed the house that the church own, who had graciously been letting him live there. So that's the kind of person that we were dealing with.
Holy mackerel.
I saw the house on the inside. The lady got me to come over there and see it.
So he was living there for free?
Yes, for over a year. For a year. They let him stay there for over a year. And when they had gotten the utility bill, they said it was so high, her husband took another man with him, because he's elderly, took another man with him over there, and he proceeded to cuss him out and all that. So that's when they told him he'd have to, they gave him a 30-day.
So he was in two different houses?
Yes. Okay. He lived with his mother on South Georgetown.
Okay.
This is the house where they put him, Judge Hobbs put him to. Well, 3 miles that he'd found out about. But he, in the house, you're right, he had torn all the light fixtures down. You could see where he had rammed his hand through the windows, everything. He had written 666 on the church sign, said this was a cult, the church was a cult. Just terrible stuff.
Now, he killed some dogs?
Yes, he killed, well, what happened was the next door neighbor had been over to my house that's next door to him, and she walked back home, and she came back to my house about 5 minutes later, and she said her dog was dead. And he had told her he was going to kill her dog, but she and her mother took the dog over to Auburn, and the dog was tested and said it had been rat poisoned. And then Joe, that lived on the other side, had a dog and had to actually have his dog put to sleep because of the chemicals he had sprayed in his yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Like he did in mine and everybody else's.
And there was a cat that was...
This was just what I heard. One of his lawyers, a lady lawyer, that they'd found a cat on her door.
I got a listener who said he just drove down South Georgetown. There's a house that still has an orange fence there. He's kind of surprised no one has painted it or sanded it yet.
No, his mother's still there.
Oh, she's still there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Looks like a fortress.
Was she okay with everything he was doing?
Yes.
She's just as mean as he is. from everything that we've heard.
Well, they said that she was buying all the stuff on.
She was buying the stuff so that he could terrorize the neighbors. Mm-hmm. But I just figure most parents, after they start killing animals, I mean, that's, you know this. I mean, people who kill animals are dangerous people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They
that's the first sign. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times before people kill people, they kill animals to see what it's like.
Right.
That's terrifying.
You know, and you've got a 47-year-old man who's living with his mother. That's another sign, but who has no job.
That's bizarre. I mean, that's just bizarre. What he should have done is gone by ASC Credit Union, opened an absolutely free checking account, and gotten himself on his path to financial freedom, and he might not have been so angry. ASC Credit Union has 9 locations right here in the River Region. They are phenomenal. I mean, they're absolutely phenomenal. These guys, when they say absolutely free checking, I mean, you don't have to put a minimum balance in there every month. You don't have to use your debit card a certain number of times every month. They've got low rates. Well, I mean, it's absolutely free. They've got low rates on things like car loans, personal loans. They don't even care what you're going to spend it on, as long as you got a good credit. They loan to the individual, not the credit number, too. So, you know, if you had a little blemish 7 years ago, they're not going to hold that against you. As long as that's not the only thing that can hold against you. But go by ASC Credit Union when you get the opportunity. 5,000 co-op locations around the country. Bank is a four-letter word around here, people. Don't worry about the banks. Go to the credit unions. Go to the credit unions. Less bank, more credit union. That's what the President of the United States said recently. So get by there when you get a chance. ASE Credit Union. On the web, yourasecu.org. Federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lender. More Daryl Bailey, more Sarah Chandler, more Jack and Baron after this.
coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher.
Sinclair salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system service to repair, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands and are available 24/7, even if it was installed by another company.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians. And no, they do not have plumbers working on your AC. United has professional plumbers to handle all your plumbing needs.
Don't forget, we have yearly maintenance plans for as little as $10 a month that will help you avoid a major repair with a major cost.
United can help you lower your utility bills and raise your indoor comfort. They're number one for a reason. Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It sure doesn't feel like February. Today, partly sunny, warm and humid. High temperature today in the lower 80s. The record high is 85 set last year. There could be some widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms around, but the chances are small. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, very warm, breezy. The record high is 83. We could tie it or break it. Risk of an afternoon shower or storm, but a better chance of rain and thunderstorms as we get into Saturday evening, Saturday night. And maybe some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your location. Then Sunday, better weather, especially by afternoon. Sunshine with a high in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Guys, 36 minutes after 11 o'clock, 24 minutes to the top of the hour. My friends over at Heirloom Jewelers want you to, hey, man, drop by. Drop by. If you want to check out their cases, they have cases upon cases upon cases of antique heirloom quality jewelry, handcrafted jewelry that you just can't get anymore. I mean, you just can't get it anymore. They don't make it new. If it's not 50, 80, 100 years old, you're not going to get it. This is not the stuff produced anymore. He's got it. He's got cases of it. He's got modern bridal sets, too. He's got groom's rings. He's got all the things you need. But the antique heirloom quality stuff, that's where he shines. He also is a GIA certified gemological genius, Gemological Institute of America out in Carlsbad, California. It's like Yale. It's like the Yale of the jewelry industry. That's where the top of the top go. And he is a GIA gemological genius who can value your jewelry on a moment's notice and give you a price, and he'll buy it right off of you. And he gives you top dollar. I encourage you, if you don't believe me that he gives you top dollar, you can waste your time and drive all over town trying to sell it to other people. You go to a pawn shop and try to get $100. You can go to some other guy who advertises, try to get $1,000. I'm telling you, you're going to get top dollar at Heirloom Jewelers. I know people who put it to the test, and they call me back and say, Baron, I don't know why I didn't listen to you. I don't know why I wasted all that time. I should have gone to Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers the first time. That's what I say. He's on Vaughn Road. He's open today. He's open tomorrow morning, actually, 9 to noon, if you want to check him out on a weekend. But open till 5 p.m. today. Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Got Daryl Bailey in the studio. Sarah Chandler, who was terrorized by the Dalreda stalker. Jason, whatever his name is.
Clark.
I keep wanting to say Jason Campbell. He was a quarterback at Auburn. Different guy. Totally different guy. Not a crazy guy that I know of. I mean, I don't have evidence. But Jason's doing about 40 in prison. You going to show up and oppose him if he's up for parole?
Absolutely.
I think that's something that on paper they might look at that and think 40 years.
Yeah.
But then if somebody sat there and explained in the open hearing, that's when they might pause and slow down that a little bit.
Yes. Especially getting a consecutive sentence, because that's
rare.
That's rare these days.
In your opinion, and you've seen a lot of this in your tenure in the DA's office, do you think this guy would have potentially gone postal and maybe shot up the neighborhood or injured people? Yeah. Aside from animals?
He certainly had the capability of doing it, and I believe everything was pointing towards that. I mean, it escalated. Just like a lot of the things that we see involving violence, this started out with words, and then escalated to, poisoning pets, to harming animals, to damaging property, to actually physically harming people. So, yeah, I think that potential was there and probably very realistically would have happened.
Did he ever make a death threat to you, Sarah?
Not saying the word death, but he made the comment, if you come out or come in this yard or whatever or come near me, I'm going to take care of you, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just scary stuff. Although I did see him attack Joe, the neighbor next door, when I got home from work. I saw that.
What did he do? Like, come after him?
Yes. Joe was in his yard, and he came from his yard. Joe did not see him, and he went and tackled Joe, and they wound up in the middle of the street.
Oh, my
and
God.
And some of the neighbors were calling, to call 911. I had just come in from work. And then the saddest thing to me is that we had one of my neighbors across the street, an elderly lady, Miss Baldwin, and I saw this. I'd come home from work, and she was going to her mailbox, and he was in his car, and he swerved like he was going to hit her. Scared her to death until the day she died. She was paranoid of him.
God.
That he was going. She had even told her children that if anything happened, that he did it.
Sometimes prosecuting somebody like that also saves his own life.
Sure.
Because somebody was going to kill that guy.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the most humane thing you can do is put somebody in prison and save him from himself.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had some neighbors that told me that. They said, if you don't do your job, then we're going to take care of this.
Yeah. And it's one of those where it's almost not legally self-defense, but I mean, you can almost look and say, look, the guy, they were probably trying to protect themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't go into court and make the argument, but morally, I think you could.
Sure.
It's a terrifying story. National news picked up on it initially. Other people are looking at it now. Is that your understanding?
Yes. And well, Investigative Discovery is one of them. And earlier on, Inside Edition was. And we just kind of set back until here lately, I guess.
Daily Mail.
Yeah, that's right. It made it overseas, yes.
Does it seem surreal looking back at it, like you can't believe you went through it and it happened now that it's over?
Yes, it's total peace now. I have total peace. And
does the mom communicate with you or look at you?
Oh, no. She doesn't.
Any interaction with any neighbors?
No.
She doesn't come and go?
No. Mm-mm. Not much. Mm-mm.
How about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real neat, though, Jack, to go to the neighborhood. Miss Chandler's so kind to invite us over for a little barbecue or get-together with food with the neighbors every year. And we all get together with law enforcement, and we go over there, and we just celebrate with the neighbors. But it's so neat to see how relaxed everybody is, how calm, how much fun that they're having. And they tell me, hey, you know, we can walk in our neighborhoods again. We can walk our dogs. We're not, you know, you had some neighbors that would walk to about two or three houses before you got to his house and then turn around and go back the other way.
Oh,
they were scared to go by his house. So it's, you know, it's really neat to see them enjoying life again. And that's what we want. Everybody in this city deserves to live in peace. And, you know, nobody deserves to have a neighbor like that that's causing them frustration.
Brenda was telling me she keyed her car.
Mine too.
He keyed her car.
And mine too, yes. Uh-huh. We were going out to eat one day and had come back out, and I noticed it. I said, your car has been keyed, Brenda. And, yes. Of course, I had to replace a lot of grass because my grass was killed. And
Did he do things to other neighbors, like you said, like a street away or...
Daryl knows about all that. I don't know about all that, but yes, I think he followed people over there.
Followed them in his car.
Yes.
That's just unbelievable.
I'm looking at the area on Google Maps right now, and it's such a peaceful little self-contained street that's just a little loop between two other streets.
Great neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood. I mean, this is the American dream, is to have a house in a place like this and have some peace and some big trees and some shade and... I mean, the guy stole your dream.
You know what everybody says about Dalrada? It's got good soil.
It does.
Got a lot of acid in it. Grows pine trees and azaleas. And,
that's right.
It's a real pretty neighborhood.
And, you know, the one who, you know, aside from Miss Chandler, another one that was really tremendously affected with this, there was a single female young lady living directly next door to him, and he just terrorized the mess out of her and her eventual husband and boyfriend at the time. But I mean, she was just scared to live in the house by herself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I wonder what kind of prison life this guy leads. I mean, just if they leave him alone, or if, I don't know. I always think about stuff like that from the other side.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a shame if he's getting beat up in prison, but you know what? You reap what you sow.
He didn't have to be there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I see. I finally found the house here because I see the orange fence. That's weird. That's weird. Anyway, let's take our final break of the day here. Theadoptionfirm.com. That's how you can get in touch with Sam McClure. Theadoptionfirm.com. You can check him out on the phone. I mean, just call him directly. Ask any questions you have about the adoption process. 546-2009. 546-2009. Sam McClure is an adoption guru. This is what he does. He knows adoptions inside and out. He founded the adoption firm after his first child. He adopted his first child and went through the process and said, man, that is too expensive. It's too confusing. It's too time-consuming. It's too bureaucratic. It doesn't have to be this way. And so he founded a law firm to help other people so they didn't have the same experience. And he does. And it's better. I'm telling you, it's better. When you hire someone who knows what they're doing, hire somebody who can answer the questions. I've referred questions and cases to Sam over the years as well. 546-2009. You can call him early in the process, late in the process, anytime in the process. Earlier, of course, is better than later. Earlier is better than later. But Sam McClure will be there to answer your questions, walk you through the process. Whether you want to adopt out of the foster system or the infant adoption system or overseas adoptions, domestic, foreign, doesn't matter. He can handle anything you need. Sam McClure. Sam McClure, the name is synonymous with adoption here in the River Region. Really statewide in Alabama. 546-2009. 546-2009. Oh, hold on. I got to play this.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services.
Yeah, you don't want Daryl coming after
me. I don't want Daryl coming after me for not playing the disclaimer. You've already missed it. It was the disclaimer that has to run after legal ads. It's all a lie anyway. Okay. Sam's better than everybody else. We'll be back. And give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania, and it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
At Marguerite's, we've been designing and crafting custom jewelry for four generations. It's an art for master jewelers. There's really no room for error. It doesn't matter how big the diamond is. You don't expect anything less than perfection. What matters is quality, beauty, and value. After all these decades, your engagement ring is still our greatest pride. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Mike Rogers is a rare builder who survived 2008. Many didn't. And is using his skills to redevelop blighted neighborhoods. Learn more on the next What's Working with Cam Marston. Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's 9 minutes to the top of the hour. F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
Baron Coleman, we're here with you from 9 to noon every day, Monday through Friday. Daryl Bailey, the great district attorney for the County of Montgomery. And Sarah Chandler, who was a victim in a pretty weird, wild case that went on for several years and has finally gotten some peace. They join us in the studio as well.
Daryl, you and I were in a Facebook poll for mayor. and you beat me out.
Yeah, oh,
you
my did goodness. Beat him. Wow. Wow.
You beat him pretty handsomely.
Shut up, Aaron. That's just because, you know, people are scared of Daryl. They're not scared.
That's anyway, right.
Anyway. That's so if you run, I'll vote for you.
I gotta vote for Daryl. He's gonna put me in prison.
Hey,
it's a great tagline.
What was the arrest like? Where'd you get a warrant, and what was it for, and how did y'all do it?
Well, we got a warrant for stalking, aggravated stalking, actually, because we each of the victims that wanted to cooperate, and that's one thing. You know, a lot of the people in the neighborhood were scared to come forward.
Sure.
Scared to, you know, they would talk to us, but scared to actually go forward with prosecution. But we did find two of the neighbors that said, hey, whatever we got to do, we'll do. So we signed warrants for aggravated stalking, and the difference between aggravated stalking and regular stalking is aggravated stalking, there's some type of protection order that has been given to the victim. So we had two protection orders in place, which are restraining orders. Okay. And he violated those in continuing his stalking. So therefore, we had two aggravated stalking charges, which carried a maximum of 20 years each.
And so when you went to arrest him, what happened?
Well, he you know, we went, obviously, I think the Montgomery Police Department actually executed that arrest, but they had enough people there that he's not going to cause any problems. So they were able to tactfully do that. I think had their SWAT team or whatever they call it ready just in case, but he went peacefully.
Yeah, so he was aware of why he was being arrested.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he knew.
When
he
you
knew
went in, I mean, is this a guy, he had guns and ammo and all that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He had lots of guns, a whole lot of guns, and a whole lot of ammunition, which is scary in the hands of somebody like him.
Absolutely. I mean, the guy's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, allegedly nuts.
What kind of weapons did y'all find? Anything out of the ordinary or?
You know, I'm not very good at describing guns, but but they were.
Everybody looks at Mike. Mike's the gun guy.
Yeah. Mike Thomas, our chief investigator, could probably tell you exactly what kind of guns they
long
were.
Long rifles, handguns,
pistols.
Assault rifles,
AK-47. AK-47s, wow. That type of thing, yeah.
For a guy who's clearly escalating as time goes by.
Yeah.
And he's not out hunting feral hogs, so that we know of.
Unfortunately, maybe the dogs in the neighborhood, but he was not.
Well, what's the lesson for the city of Montgomery, neighbors, and just the public at large? I mean, what do we take away from this?
Well, I think what we take away from it is, one, as I said earlier, everybody deserves to live in peace. And, you know, when we have these complaints, they need to be addressed. You know, I don't mind people calling me if they don't feel like they're getting listened to, and we will certainly be an advocate for them, because these are the kindest, nicest people in this neighborhood, and they were just trying to live their daily lives. They were trying to do what we all do. You know, your home is your sanctuary, and when you can't even go into your home without this kind of mess every single day, I mean, we get stressed at work.
Right.
I mean, you can imagine, you're stressed at work, and then you go home, and you're even more stressed.
How do you sleep at night?
I mean,
were you up in the middle of the night wandering around?
Oh, yes. I was, every night it seemed like I was thinking, well, you know, is he outside my house, or, you know, it's going to be in the dark when I leave in the dark? Is he going to be out there? Because, I mean, it was getting a pretty common thing to have lights coming through my windows and stuff and on my walls. And so, yes, it was a major concern.
I mean, did the city apologize for not initiating it quickly?
Well, you know, eventually they did it. They, you know, admitted that they were wrong and probably not investigating this earlier on. But, you know, listen, you know, they do get a lot of complaints that are not necessarily
dogs barking.
Yeah, not necessarily that serious. And, you know, you do have neighbors who are complaining on each other just because they don't like each other, and you don't know which one is, you know, is the worst one. So, I mean, they do have to filter out a lot of those
sure.
things. So, you know, I don't want to bash them, because they do a lot of good work under difficult circumstances. You know, they missed it on this one, but hey, nobody's perfect, and I'm glad we were able to come in and eventually work together and put this bad guy away so that these fine folks could live peacefully.
Sarah's just mad because when he was in doing all his stuff, she couldn't go out front and yell to her neighbor, "Hey, honey!" But
you're so bad.
Now, I've gotten to know Sarah in the last few weeks. I knew that Carolyn, she and Carolyn were lifelong friends, but it's really been a pleasure getting to know you.
Thank
and
you.
Of course, we have a lot of confidence in Daryl and Mike and your team over there.
We got a good team.
Superb bunch of folks.
The best, the very best.
We do have Tommy B calling in here towards the end of the show. Tommy?
Hey, guys. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm going to make it. We have a mutual friend that just retired out of your office. So, and we spoke before, but I want to ask you, what do we need as citizens of Montgomery to put some meat into the bite of this new, you know, the mayor, you know, signed this proclamation about the celebratory gunfire?
Yeah.
You know, still only being a misdemeanor. What can we do to make it a felony charge? I mean, what's the process that needs to follow to make it a felony charge for all these shootings and stuff that's going on in town?
Well, the easy answer to your question is that would have to be legislative action by the state legislature in order to make that a felony crime.
I understand that, and I was hoping the mayor would understand that too, but shouldn't him or the city council, county commission, shouldn't they be the one that present that to the state legislature?
They certainly can. As a matter of fact, I know that a lot of these groups are meeting right now to talk about legislation coming up for the upcoming legislature. So, yeah, certainly can.
Okay. Well, hopefully as the supposed leader of Montgomery, he would do that. Thank y'all for your time.
Thanks, Tommy. Yeah, it's kind of, but, you know, they have those gun spotters. They're not always, like Todd said, when we figure out where the gun shots are coming from, they're gone. You know, I guess it's kind of hard to, unless you're a next door neighbor that wants to sign a warrant.
Well, and you know, my opinion, I know we're running quickly out of time, but one of the things that needs to be done, and I'm an advocate for, is be tougher on the ones that we catch with guns who are not supposed to have them. And, you know, such as a violent felony offender who's been convicted, they're not supposed to have guns to begin with. And if we could get some tougher laws to address that, kind of like what the feds do, if you go and look at every city that has been cleaned up, it all involved the feds getting tough on gun crimes and getting tough on those ex-offenders who were carrying around guns, because those are the ones, once they, you know, get out,
those are the repeat offenders.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. They're the repeat offenders. And that's the way to get it. You know, if you're caught and prosecuted by the feds for that, you get 10 years day for day with no probation, no parole, no good time. And you send a message. And all of a sudden, you have people weighing whether it's, you know, it's you should be carrying around a gun or not. Hey, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Daryl Bailey is the district attorney of the great county of Montgomery here, and appreciate you coming by. Sarah Chandler, the victim of a horrific set of circumstances. We appreciate you sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank y'all so much.
Appreciate it. Anytime.
Jack, you want to do it again? Tuesday morning.
Yes.
I will not be here Monday morning.
That's what I hear.
We'll be here Tuesday morning. You guys take it easy. Dan Moore Show around the bend.